I just doubled it up. Hallelujah. Some may think that stupid and foolish. Well, the Bible says the foolishness of the preaching of the word of God is foolishness to those that perish. So you must be perishing. The Bible says the preaching of this Bible, Psalms 91, the preaching of this Bible is foolishness to those that are perishing. Foolish. But it said it is the power of God to them that believe.
Amen.
The power of God to them that believe. Hallelujah. The Bible says no weapons formed against us will prosper. Not the flu, not the pig fever, the swine fever. And you know, women, I've seen women, well, I think I'm going to go live through menopause when I get, well, they're expecting menopause. You're going to have hot flashes. Whatever happens, I'm glad I'm not a woman. I'm not going through it. If I was a woman, I would reject that menopause.
Come on.
I wouldn't have it. I've seen Teresa reject it. Runs into family, runs into everybody standing in the corner of the world. But God, we've been redeemed. Ain't we been redeemed?
Right.
Have we been redeemed or what?
Come on.
The Bible says that we've been redeemed from the curse. That junk is under the curse.
Okay.
I mean, women come in, never know how they're going to be. You say something to them. Y'all women are like that. And some of y'all men act like women. Not you, man. Hallelujah. But I've heard Teresa say it. They said it on TV. She said in her living room, I'll never go through menopause.
Amen.
I've been redeemed. Well, I ain't seen her go through. She's just Teresa. Now, she has hot flashes, but it's not menopause. Come on, somebody. See, what have we done? What have we done? Have we come so far down the road that Jesus is not Jesus anymore? The anointing is not real anymore? Have we listened to the media in our mind and watered it down through mediocre Christians that don't believe nothing but they're born again to the point to where we ain't got no power in our life? Not me. Not this church, but God. We believe he's still a God that rolls back the Red Sea. We still believe he's the same God that dried up the Jordan River. We still believe he's the same God that went in with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We still believe he's the same God that closed the lion's den and Daniel didn't get eaten. We still believe he's the same God because this Bible right here ain't changed.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And so the good life. I like my TV back. I don't like to leave it on. I like to turn it off and back on every now and then. Because it says life is good. Life's good. And I'm living the good life. Like I told y'all, that dude come down through there and I'm a young Christian. I don't know a whole lot about the Bible. No, that is a good place if you ain't been doctrinated. If you ain't been doctrinated, you're in a good place. But God, when that Bible's read or preached and it's in line with it, you can receive real easy if you ain't been doctrinated. You just receive it. The Lord told me this morning, he said, tell my people to yield to healing.
Amen.
To yield to it.
Thank you, Lord.
So this morning, all you've got to do is yield to it. Lay down on it.
Amen.
How do I do that? By faith? How do I do that? I'll tell you how to do it. The Lord told me one time, he said, give Teresa to me. And I didn't want to do it, really, because I thought he was going to take her, you know. I didn't really want to. I didn't understand. This mind's an enemy to God. Paul says it is. That's why he said, be renewed in the spirit of your spirit mind. Renew your mind to the word of God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so I'm like, Lord, I don't know about that. And all of a sudden, a scripture came to me that says, he's able to keep that I give to him. And so I thought, oh. And I said, well, okay, Lord, I don't know how to give her to you, Lord. I don't know how. How do I give her to you, Lord? Show me how to give her to you. And the Lord, at that time, I realized when the Lord showed me this, that he give us an imagination for a reason, so that we can dream, so that we can imagine things for him. Imagine things so that the Bible can create healing in our mind for us. But anyways, he said, shut your eyes. So I shut my eyes, you know. And he said, just picture you picking her up and setting her in my hand coming down out of the heavens. And so I imagined the hand of God coming out. We can all do that. You can shut your eyes and you can imagine a big hand coming through with a cloud. You can imagine that. You can shut your eyes and I can tell you, let's imagine a purple dotted cow. And you can bring that up in your consciousness. If I tell you a black and white cow, if you concentrate on that, you can see a black and white cow. You can create an image of a black and white cow. Have you ever tried it? There's powers of concentration that'll help you to get closer to God. It'll help you to believe God. It's called meditating on His Word.
That's right.
Meditation. I meditate on being blessed.
Glory to God.
I don't think but broke. I don't think poverty. I don't think I'm not going to have when I ain't even got. I don't think I ain't going to have nothing. I don't think that way. I can't do nothing. I don't think that way. I think wealthy. I think like a rich person thinks. A rich person don't think, how am I going to buy a tag? How am I going to pay the light bill? A rich person just pays it.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all are rich.
Amen.
I gave my wife to Jesus and I still have her 30 something years later.
Amen.
I gave her to the Lord and I won't take her back. I am glad He got her. Hallelujah. I mean it. I like lemon meringue pie and I like it when God has got her and she's yielding to Him. Oh, she's just like lemon meringue pie. Woo! But boy, when she's yielding to that flesh, I mean, glory to God, I don't like coconut. She's like a coconut cake. Y'all all are too. Some of y'all getting that little pity party pout up. Ain't talking to nobody. How many of you smell like a skunk? You can't smell it because it's all up your nose. But everybody else can smell it. They can see it. They can get around you. They can feel it. And the Holy Spirit has to move away from it. See, we want the Holy Spirit to be moving in our midst all the time to bring us into this good life that Jesus paid for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I've got no right to get mad at Teresa and pout up for 2 or 3 days. I've had a hard time staying mad, Matt. I get mad about 3 hours later. That's about all I can stay mad. I'm like, well, I want to stay mad longer. But what's the use? That's a good place, Matt. Back before I got saved, I get mad and stay mad for 5, 10 years. Angry every night, imagining what I'd like to do to people.
Right?
Right?
Yep.
Give me the first scripture, Beth. I think that's what I want.
John, isn't it?
John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now Jesus come that we can have a good life. A good marriage, good relationships with one another, with our families, hallelujah. And that we can love our enemies, the people that do us wrong and persecute us and talk about us. That we're not natural people. If you're born again, you are supernatural. You have the supernatural Spirit of God living on the inside of you. That's what empowers you to live the supernatural life. To be able to believe and go past the carnal mind and say God is able to roll. I mean, if you really can't believe that God rolled back the Red Sea, I mean, you got to go deeper.
Right.
He rolled it back.
Amen.
I said He rolled it back.
Amen.
The Hebrew children chose to serve God and they got in trouble. They got in trouble. But God stepped in and delivered them. Do you believe God is able to keep a person that is thrown into a mega fire? A mega fire. One heated up hotter than usual. They could have just said heated up.
Right.
Lit up, fired up. I don't want to be thrown in no fire.
Right.
Whether it's a little one, medium, or big one. But they heated up 7 times hotter. Do you believe you have the same God today that can do the same thing today if need be, living in your life? I do. I believe it. I feel it. I don't go by goosebumps, but I got them right now. That's just a reaction our body has to the anointing sometimes. Hallelujah. But it says that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But you know what I've noticed about the good life that Jesus has for us? The more that I'm not self-willed and selfish concerning what God is wanting me to do, the more that I become His will-minded and wanting to do it, the more that good life is manifest in my life. See, it's not just about getting faith. A lot of people get faith and learn how to get financially blessed, but they're still stingy. They won't give. And God cannot take them to levels He wants to take them to. He can only keep them in the $100 level. $100 more, you got $100 left over every week out of you pay all your bills. And you know, if you don't take some of that and sow seeds into the kingdom and listen to the Lord, you're always going to stay at the $100 level. See, we're on money. Y'all got caught. Y'all was happy till I started that.
Come on.
I'm going to, because you ought to be tithing.
Yeah.
Not after you buy your coat.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me. Tracy said this morning, she said, "How much is your tithe?" I said, "You pay them." That's what they're back. I said, "You just pay them for me this morning. I'll start that," whatever she's saying in there.
I said, "Don't pay them. You ain't affecting me."
Oh, yeah, she said, "Don't pay them. You ain't affecting my harvest." See, I can't affect her harvest. She's a tither. She ain't got a job. Some of y'all got jobs that won't tithe. You hear me? Some of you got jobs that ain't tithing. Well, we're working on our future. You sure are. Drain it. You're a Christian. You should be able to see past the natural and say, "My future ain't in my job. It's not in me keeping money and saving." Look, God can tell somebody to bust you with $50,000 and it'll take you 10 years to save that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, God's got people walking around out here. Let me tell you this. Not even people that obey Him. But the Bible says the wealth of the wicked are laid up for the righteous.
Amen.
That means all these people out here working 5 jobs and running around, and some Christians doing the same thing, shouldn't be, but you know, they're laying, and if they don't get born again, I'm going to get some of it, man. I didn't write the Bible, and I really told God, I said, "Don't seem fair, God." You know, they work hard, lay up all that money, and then we get it.
Come on.
You see, I got upset with the Lord one time a little bit because, not really the Lord, but my church that I came out of. We started this church. I had $300. And I'd served at that church and, you know, been on the board at that church. I was my pastor's spiritual counselor, you know, with different things. And did the jail ministry, street ministry from that church, bus ministry, you know, and different things. And fasted and all that. Then when the Lord told me to come start the church, I had $300, you know, that I'd saved evangelizing. When I would evangelize, I wouldn't just spend that money. I would put it up and I would pay tithe. Somebody say tithe.
Tithe.
I would tithe what I got from the ministry. And I would put the rest in a jar or wherever, you know. And so when I started the church, I had $300. And I thought to myself, Lord, I got up there and took up tithes and offerings and We had about $40,000 or $50,000 in the church building fund that we're believing to build a building, you know, and had $40,000 or $50,000. I don't forget how much it was. It was a good bit. And the church wasn't broke. I mean, that's 250, 300 people in the church. Well, the Lord would anoint me. I'm anointed to teach you how to prosper.
Right.
I'm anointed to teach God's people how to prosper. Yeah. Prosper financially, prosper spiritually. It's not me that I can figure it out and just give you line upon line. I don't have that ability because it ain't my ability. It's not me that figures it out. I just preach that word. And the Bible says those that has a ear, let them hear.
That's right. Come on.
Some people don't prosper because they got a beggar's mentality. They got a beggar, God, would you please show up? And nah, he done showed up, too foul, get up.
Amen.
I mean, men that don't got a job, I tell them, listen, God can't bless you till you get a job.
Yeah.
If a man don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't write that Bible, God did. He was inspired by God. He said the pathway, work with your own hands. Listen, the blessed way is working with our own hands that we have to give to those that need. But being led by the Spirit of God. And so I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking, Lord, my church ought to give me $10,000, man. We ain't got no chairs. We ain't got no sound system. You know, I mean, they can give us, I mean, we had concrete floors. We wasn't back here. We was back there. I sealed up that big hole right there where we could have church. That wasn't double doors. I took the $300 and put plywood on there. I called some people, well, we want to help you. I said, okay, you know, y'all show up. They showed up, Matt. These carpenters showed up. They wanted to help, you know. And one of them said, we just don't believe this will ever happen. I said, I didn't ask you if it was going to happen or not. Get your nail gun. Let's get this plywood up.
Right.
Y'all want to come over here and volunteer? Don't try to talk me out of what God's saying.
Right.
See, don't let people talk you out of what God is saying in your life. Hallelujah. He's telling you to tithe, tithe. I don't care what everybody's saying. He's telling you to be faithful in something, you just be faithful. You believe God to give you the ability to be faithful. He's telling you to be faithful to church, then you just take that step and you just be faithful to God. You don't try to be faithful to man, be faithful to God.
Amen.
I got one of them scatter barrel type sermons.
Mm-hmm. Good.
See, I'm not trying to get you to tithe, I'm trying to get you blessed.
Right.
You ain't going to break me, make me, hurt me. You ain't going to break the church. You ain't going to break. We don't even know if you do or don't. I don't even know if you do or don't. I don't find that out.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume all of you do, and I'm happy with that. That way you can drain off the rest of us, and I'll still be happy because I don't know.
That's right.
See, if you ain't tithing and giving to this church, you're sitting in our air condition we paid for. Well, heater maybe right now.
No,
the vans. You eating hot dogs we bought you.
Mm-hmm.
Cokes. Come on, somebody. I'm not getting on to you. Think right. I mean, really. Are you putting in to the Lord and His work the things of God where He can move into your house and do what you really desire? You desire to be healed. You desire to be blessed. You desire to be prosperous. You desire it. Now you got to let God in to do it. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I've never seen God move in my life without He wanting me to sacrifice something. Just like Trina saying, oh God, don't let her ever commit adultery on me again, Lord. Don't let her ever desire another man, Lord. That's what I was saying, wanting to keep my wife.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't want to go through that pain no more. I don't want to go through that pain no more. He asked me for a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He said, give her to me. Right? He required something. I had to give Him my confidence. that he was able, by faith, that he was able to keep that, that I commit to him. Hallelujah. And he's kept her all these years. See, if you got a need, don't go around bluntful telling everybody how sad and poor and oppressed you are. So you can get that. That's all the rewards you're going to get. But get down there and find you something, praise God. Bring it to the house of God and man up and say, glory to God, I've stopped trusting in man anymore. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord Jesus, the Lord God Almighty. I didn't even believe that the doctors could save me. My mind told me I won't come out of the open heart surgery. My mind told me, based on all the stuff that my father had went through, I tried to bring him back to life when he had a massive heart attack. I tried to bring him back to life. And when I was pushing on his chest, he'd had a heart attack. His chest never grew back together. So it was wired together. You could see the wires, and it was popping. And I couldn't take the pain of that. So I stopped and got up off of my dad. When I found him in the kitchen floor dead, with the meat just started. What I'm telling you, when I started to cross that bridge, that's the image that I had, that I was going to be like my dad. He couldn't hold a whole row of okra. You know, even after, and so all of that, but you know what? I focused in on the Lord, and I said, Lord, your word says, cursed is the man that trusteth in man. Doctors are man. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to put my trust in them to save me, to heal me, to even do the surgery. I'm putting my trust in your hand, on their hand, the anointing, whether they know what to do or not. But I'm going in, Lord, believing you that I go in strong and I come out strong.
Amen.
It ain't because I have special faith. Me and you have the same Bible, friend.
Amen.
You hear me? You have the same Bible I have. You have the same God that I have. You have the same anointing that I have. We each have the same God. You know, it's funny why, so it ain't funny to me, but you know, I don't think it's strange anymore why I see two people start at the same time in the things of God. You got one sets on one side, don't pay attention, and goes out and don't do nothing with what they heard. And then you got another on the other side, you'll find that they go from the back pew to the front pew pretty quick because they don't want nothing distracting them in between. They got their focus and attention on the Lord. They're not wasting their time. And this one over here will absolutely outrun that other one spiritually, financially, physically. And that other one wonder, I don't know if you're in the same church. It ain't got nothing to do with the church. It's got to do with, the Bible says, the word being preached, not mixed with faith, profits, nothing. I've heard people, well, it must be going to a bad church. Yeah, but they got the same Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
See, Jesus might leave them alone for a little while. You know, but if they ain't no good stuff there, it's kind of like the Lord told me one time on the streets, because people wouldn't drive from Loniata to Huntsville to go to church. And I wanted them in church. I didn't want to just win people to Jesus and not put them in church. Somebody say church is important.
Church is important.
It's vital to our lives.
Yep, right.
I've knew it ever since I got saved. Hallelujah. I mean, it wasn't long, but I already had false doctrine come to me about going to church. You don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. I heard that when I was 3 months old in the Lord. And I figured out later on, the people that say that used to go to church and faithful and got mad or whatever the case, and they're out. They're out of church. They choose not to go to church. So they sit there with those excuses, you know, you don't have to. That's false doctrine. That's doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils, hallelujah, that gives thoughts and feelings and emotions to people. And he does the same thing with me and you on healing and tithing and sowing and giving. Had a guy call me the other day. I think it was Friday. Just going down the road, mind my own business. A little money in my pocket, Mac. Had a guy call me. Hey, you know, presented this need. You know, it's free. I reckon, you know, in old church. I said, I don't know. I ain't checked church. You know, we We put out a good bit, you know, but I've just had to look and see. And, well, if you do or if you don't. And all of a sudden, God spoke to me. And the Lord said, why don't you give him? And told me an amount. I said, yes, sir, I will. I said, well, reckon you can just meet me up in the Lowe's in Coleman? Yeah, I'll be up there in 15 minutes. I said, well, come on to Lowe's up there in Coleman. Well, I'm standing there and I'm thinking, man, I'm really saving a little money for something, Matt, that I don't really need, but I want. I mean, I'm saving a little money for something I want, not I need. I don't need nothing. I mean, honestly, I don't need nothing. I can jump and drive four different trucks. Travis' keys in his. I can drive in. I can get rid of all mine. His sets up there with the keys in it. I could save a lot of money on insurance. I could borrow one of y'all's. Why not? Y'all borrow mine.
That's right.
Hey, man, can I borrow your truck? Yeah. Can I borrow your trailer? Yeah. Can I borrow your four-wheeler? Yeah. Did borrow you a time too? Yeah. Why? Because I'm going to get rid of all of mine later while y'all in the prosperity move. And I'm going to borrow your truck, your trailer, your time too, your dog, and all that.
Come on.
And I ain't going to pay no insurance or nothing then. I was like, well, he was good to us. He was good to us. Well, time too and everything else y'all got out on the water. See, I got wisdom beyond where I'm at. Hallelujah. Why? Right. Well, Bible says, be not deceived. God's not bought. If I stole my truck, I'll reap it. If I loan my truck, I'll reap it. If I loan my truck, I'll reap it. If I loan my punter, I'm going to reap it.
That's right.
It's going to be real good when I don't have to buy none of that insurance and tags and stuff. Yeah, I got a rich church over there. Boy, glory to God, right there, let me use it. I doubt it. You got to go over and get in the family with them.
Right.
They only let family use it. Because usually family, people ain't family abuse it. I'm going to tell about it. The Bible says, do good to all, but especially to those of the household of faith.
Bless the Lord.
So anyways, standing there and told Travis and Dave is in there. And Lowe's, and I said, y'all check out. I said, I'm going to go meet with Brad. And so I get out there with Brad. He's telling me, you know, now this is his compassion towards somebody. They're homeless. This guy's homeless. This is his friend. Acquaintance friend. And somebody runs over him with a car. I know it had to be my pastor that God put him as a friend, because ain't nobody else in Coleman would do what he does. Probably. Well, they are, I'm sure. But anyhow, I'm standing there, you know, and we're talking, you know, and I said, he started talking about the love of God. He said, you know, God's been started dealing with me before this happened, how that COVID's from the devil, how it separates people, separates the church, don't shake hands, wear a mask, you know, and all that. And I mean, he's had it twice. How it separates and shut the church down. And he said, we can't function right without walking in love. He said, we got to be loving one another. He said, that's the way the Bible puts it out. He said, it's hard to do when COVID, and I looked at him. I said, I've been declaring war on COVID at my church. But God, I get on people's nerves about COVID because COVID's under my feet. I said, it's not going to shut my church down. I'm not going to shut the people down. And we ain't going to get it.
That's right. Come on. Amen.
But I told him, I said, you know, I said, go a little bit deeper in the love of God. I said, it's not been long since I brought a sermon to the church because some people got the vaccination, some people ain't got the vaccination. I said, and all of a sudden I started realizing that Satan was going to try to move in on the church with that and get people that has the shot mad and upset, but judging people that don't have the shot. Those that wear masks, those that don't wear masks get mad at those that do wear masks. I said, we're smarter than the devil. I said, and I started bringing this stuff to my church, bless God, and telling them, don't let nothing separate you.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I'm not over there in your battle with your friend. I said, that's not my battle. I said, in other words, that issue is not mine.
Right.
I said, it's yours. It's real to you. I said, you know what? I'm not going to go over there and fight your natural battle. I said, but I'm fixing to pay you out of it. So I pulled money out of my pocket, bless God. And I told him, I said, see, I said, I'm going to pay you to fight that battle. Now, what if I'd have been broke, Johnny? The dude is going to be on the street. because he done paid out all he can. His church has done give. The people in his church has done give. What if God didn't have me on the road? He called me when I was in Hanceville. He lives in Hanceville.
Bless him, Lord.
And I was put to the test, put it on the church, but I got money. Just do it myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, just why don't you just give him some? I told him, I said, see, I said, if we're separated and upset at one another, I'll be like, and not walking into their love, I'll be like, don't call me and try to get none of my money, man. I'm saving it for something I want. I don't really need it, but I want it. So I sowed that seed. I said, God, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sow this for what I want. See, I know how to work the seed of God. Jesus made a way. How many knows that God planted Jesus?
Hallelujah.
For God so loved the world that he planted Jesus.
Yep.
That he gave. See, God understands seed time and harvest.
Right.
Amen.
He understands it real good. He knew without a seed he wouldn't get a harvest. He sent Jesus Christ to die on that cross, be whipped and all that. He was a sacrificial seed. The lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. He already had all this in motion before the earth even became. He knew Adam was going to do it. He had already, because he said the lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth, God already knew that Jesus was destined for that cross, that he could get a harvest, me and you today. And if you are not born of the Spirit of God today, you need to kneel down and give your heart to Jesus, that lamb that was slain before the fountain. Don't try to figure it out and feel goosebumps and all of that junk, praise God. Just get down and say, you were slain for me. You died for me. I am a sinner. I'm backslid. I need to be right with you, God. Forgive me for not giving, God, and letting you in my finances and in my life, God. Forgive me, God, for being caught up about and taking care of myself, Lord, when really I can't, Lord. You're the ultimate one that knows my future and what's coming in the future.
That's right, Jesus.
What if communist does happen in my dear generation? Socialism. What if it does? You won't own your house.
Right.
They get all of your rights away from you. You don't own your house. They tell you what you buy, when you buy it, what you gonna eat, what you ain't gonna eat. Where are you going to buy it? That's where this regime of darkness is trying to take the world right now, the earth right now. But see, God's got restraining force in this earth, and it is me and you and all the body of Christ. We're the restraining force on this planet that stands up and says, bless God, the earth belongs to the Lord and everything in it, praise God, and he's given it to us until the time. There's a time that's set that Jesus is going to come back. He's going to come back and redeem us off of this planet. But until he does, me and you are supposed to be growing in the Lord and growing in strength and stature on this earth, like God, to where the earth is filled with God's glory through us.
Amen.
Give me that other scripture. Psalms, where it says he's dated on you. Some of y'all, God's got stuff going on. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who what? Daily. Loads us up with benefits. Even the God of our. Not once a month. Every day. Every day, God has loading you up, loading me up with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, the Bible says.
Bless him, Lord.
Loading you up with benefits. Yeah, but I'm on fixed income. It don't make no difference. He didn't say in verse 18 over those with a fixed income this don't apply to.
Right.
He didn't say, yep, when Scotty's $40 comes in, he's got orders.
Right.
That's when he'll see that daily blessing. That's not what he said. He said, blessed be the Lord who daily loads Scotty up, even the God, or Faithway Christian Center, you, daily loads you up, even the God of our salvation. The Bible says, give me that Psalm 66, Ben. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water. You might be going through some tough times. It might seem like you just can't get ahead on account of people and bills and blah, blah, blah. Thou hast caused men to ride over. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou brought us out to a wealthy place. Amen. God told me one time when I read that scripture, God said, you might be going through the fire and through the water right now. You might be broke right now. And it seems like people have been blessed and you ain't, son. But hold on to this word right here. Hold on to me. Follow me. And I'm going to bring you out to an abundant place. That was 25 years ago. And Mac, I don't lack for nothing today. You can get mad at me if you want to, Facebook land, about saying that my God will bring you out of poverty. Yes, thank God. He's pleased that I've got money. And he's pleased that I've got substance. He gave it to me. He's the one that showed me and gave me wisdom how to sow the word of God into my heart and sow seeds and tithe and believe God and release my faith, praise God, that one day that I wouldn't need anything, praise God. So get mad at him.
Bless him, Lord.
And y'all gonna get it too. Get up there and then you can't shut up about it. Boy, God brought me from rags to riches. Everybody on fat cat, that faith bunch over. He come out of faith way Christians that are getting down. They think the same way. Money, 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 money. And you know what? They get on the phone. I don't know what I'm going to do about money. They think money, 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 money in a different way. They sure do. Ready to run went out. We ain't got no money. Don't think about money now. That stuff's cursed. Yeah. I need some tires on the car, but ain't got no money. Don't say money. Everybody going to think you're in that same box, which you are. You're in the poor old me bunch. We over here, we got plenty of money to buy tires. If y'all don't, I'll buy you a set. I won't shut up my bowels of compassion. I see my brother in need, I won't shut it up. I'll help him. But if you're a real brother and sister, you learn how to believe yourself. You'll quit depending on the church and people to give you handouts and give you their refrigerator and stuff and telling them what you believe in God for so you can alter your motive. If there's an ulterior motive and you're telling about your need so that somebody will have mercy and give it, that's altered prayer. But if you go to the Lord and you say, I did it one time, man. I tried it with a watch. My brother, watches won't run. I'm so anointed, man. I mean, Timex won't take a lick and keep ticking. I mean, I put one on them on that has batteries and it drains the battery. I just believe it. The anointing. I just believe it just can't hold up to me or something. Man, I can't think that's crazy. That's why you ain't got it. Does the Bible say I've anointed or what? Spirit of the Lord is on you, on me, right? Spirit of the Lord is on you, on me, because he has what? Anointed us. I bet you Timex couldn't keep up with Jesus. Paul, shake a viper off. Most venomous viper in the world, bless God at that time. Boxing man. They walked around waiting for the dude to die. He didn't swell up. He just slung that thing off. See, we need to be slanging fear off. We need to be slanging poverty off and sickness and disease and unbelief, glory to God, where we can stand up there and say, yeah, it might be biting me right now, but God, but it can't no weapon formed against me will prosper. You know, that's what winning every time gets you. See, we're to live the good life. Okay. And we're to stay in that place of believing we are now in and going to increase in the good life because greater is he that's enough. Because the kingdom is a kingdom of increase. Hallelujah. He daily loads you up with benefits.
Right.
The Bible says in Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. I'm just waiting on some of y'all to buy me a Corvette or something I don't need.
Amen. Bless him, brother.
Well, I worked hard for my money. Where'd you get that air you're breathing?
Right.
I saved for a lot of years for what I've got. Where did you get the strength to do it? Where did you get the air to breathe? Where did you, reckon God might have been in something you're figured out your life at the end? I've seen people laying nearly dead with all kinds of money, praise God, and miserable because they worked hard all their life and didn't spend none saved, didn't honor God for none of it. And I mean, they're tormented because he was thinking about all the people that's going to get his stuff and money. That was the only comfort that gave him comfort in his life, knowing that he had his life set up. But you know, when he got sick, you know what? He let me go in. A millionaire. I go in. I got him off the sick bed one time. Thank God he's having trouble. And I told him, I went back, prayed God, and I said, how's your stomach? Oh, my stomach's a lot better, man. I said, well, look. I said, you know, I said, if you get right with the Lord, I said, you promised 120 years. That old man, he looked at me and said, I just don't think I want to live that long. He 90-something. And I thought, yeah, but if you could feel young and not hurt and all that, know what I know, yeah, you want 120 years. You 70, but you still feel like you're 40. You're 80, but you still feel you got something going on the inside of you. You ain't ready to go at 80, man. You're ready to get, like, give me that mountain. I told the Lord yesterday, I said, Lord, thank you that you're making my desire be your desire, that the ministry and the things of the kingdom are becoming more important to me than anything on the planet. Because through your kingdom, he said, seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added, right? So I want to encourage you. Think good life. You got to turn CNN, CBC, 13, 6, Fox. Only one you can listen to is 10, PBS. Just listen to them. Maybe. I don't know. I ain't listened to them lately. Maybe I'm wrong. Turn all that off. Turn. Y'all ever heard of the Victory Channel? Anybody?
No.
Four of us. Ben Trace is 24/7 that. I'm listening to the weather the other day, and I thought, yep, not that. Boom, 265. Come on, baby. Yeah. They were saying, give, and it shall be yes. They were saying, give, and it shall be given. I'm like, hallelujah. Woo! That sounds better than Biden and Afghanistan and horses over. Now they whipping them, they said. They're whipping their horses to get the horses to do what they said. But now the Biden administration said put a stop to them keeping them refugees from coming in because now they claim that they were whipping the people. Liars! The truth come out on 265. The truth come out. The guy come on there that rides the horse out of his own mouth. He said the horses don't want to get in the water to stop the refugees. Stop it. So we twirl the reins. They don't even got whips.
Yep. That's right.
But they want us to believe now that those poor folk, and then one of them gets up there and says, well, we got to have more workforce over here in the United States. So now they've got a reason now why they got to let them in illegal. You mean that garbage? The Bible said, I mean, look, we got people that need jobs over here, right? Shut down businesses and all of that stuff, paying them this mileage money, and they won't go work in the restaurant, but you gonna bring in the refugees, really? I'm gonna get off of that. And I'm gonna live the best. But you ain't gonna hoodoo me. You ain't gonna hoodoo me at all. Praise God. The Bible says some go try to enter the kingdom of thieves and robbers. You know, they don't really want to go the right way, the Jesus way, the real way, hallelujah. They want to come in as thieves and robbers. Some, the Bible says, that if we follow them, that we will all fall in the ditch. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm passionate about those people. And I'm passionate. They shoot me, buddy. I go overseas. I'm probably going to go to India. But you let me try to go over there. I would not even cross that bridge. I didn't want to cross it with a passport. They got 10-year-olds, bless God. And we get there and he says, everybody get your passport. Make sure you got your passport. Make sure your name's right on it. Everybody goes, I'm like, God, man, when you tell us down over in Adiana. Man, we over there fixing to leave this country, man. So I get it out, and oh, God, I hope they spelled it right. That looks good. I mean, you're checking it all, man. And I mean, we're there for 2 or 3 hours, you know. Why can't we just ride our little horses over there and swim across? By God, you'll be in a grave over there. Now, they believe in what they go, you ain't going to cross over here. But we're supposed to not be that way? These third world countries are like that. Man, and over here, we're supposed to just let them do whatever they want.
Right.
But we can't do it. Let's be fair.
Right.
I mean, I've heard Christians, well, I feel sorry for them. Well, I do too. I really do. But that's not my fault. And they shouldn't let those drug cartels over here into our cities. Look, they'll come break in your house. Have you ever had a family member on drugs and they would hit you in the head and take everything you got? Well, multiply that by evil 1,300 times. They'll come over and shoot you right in the head and take everything, set you afire, burn you, and you won't never know who did it. That's the kind of people that's coming into the United States illegal. Y'all got some politics there. So let's get back on the good life now. Let's believe Jesus, regardless of what's going on over there, that he's able to raise up people that's able to do their job over there. See, I get frustrated when I talk about if I try to do anything because I'm not anointed over there in that arena. But I got to stay over here, keep straight in the Word of God and what's right with God and what's right way of doing things so that I'm lifting them up and believing for the right things over there, pulling down strongholds, hallelujah, binding principalities and powers, uncovering the darkness that's going on, God, so all of us that can't see the darkness can see clearly the darkness, and we can see through the Word of God. Look at our own life, hallelujah. I can tell you just as well when I started honoring God and stopped lying and stopped how my life changed for the better up till today, praise God. Not trying to manipulate anymore, but just trusting God and yielding to God. Somebody said one time, well, everything was given to Scotty. I told Teresa, I said, they can think what they want, praise God. I gave everything away that even remotely was given to me. And everything I've got now, because I made up my mind, and I said, just like Abraham, Lord, people are not going to be able to say that people made me prosper. They're going to have to say God has prospered Scotty.
Amen.
Yep.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. So let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, come that we can have life and have it more abundantly.